Thank you for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mouska moms, Jennifer.
Hello.
Lori.
Hi.
And Juliana, that's me. We are so excited for this episode. It's a great extension of last week's episode where you brought you on our Mouska Mom's favorite things and told you all the things that we would love for you to have for the holidays. We hope our list helped you with your holiday shopping. But if you need more help, today is your day. We saved you a good one. Today, it's all about gifts for mom or the ladies in your lives, you know, or yourself. We're talking about the best travel essentials to look and feel great, and we needed an expert to help us out. So please welcome back our Mouska Mom stylist, Suze Solari. Hi, Suze.
Hey, Suze. Da-da-da.
Hey, Liz. Happy Monday.
We need some good intro music for you.
We do. Right? We'll have to find some. We'll work on that in editing.
Yes. So,
welcome, Suze. It's so nice to have you again.
Thank you, guys.
To remind our listeners, Suze Solari is an image consultant and fashion author, and she runs the Style Lab Club group on Facebook, and she has a membership program devoted to assisting beautiful women to become confident in their clothing style, but also within themselves. It's a true mind, body, and soul experience. Her motto is empowering women to be comfortable with their authentic self and expressing this through their wardrobe style. Suze has an amazing, beautiful, and super informative newsletter that you can subscribe to learn more. I do. And as always, all of this will be in our show notes, including links, so you can easily find Suze. Suze, as you know, we Mouska moms like to start our show with a Mouska cocktail. So here's what we're drinking today so that we can share a toast and properly begin the show.
All right. So the Mouska cocktail today is actually one that can be found at the Festival of the Holidays, which just started at Epcot. It's at the Tangerine Cafe, and it's a new specialty item, which we were just chatting about. We love fig, and this has been found at a lot of the festivals, so I'm so glad they brought this for the Festival of the Holidays. It is a fig cocktail with sparkling wine, fig vodka, and cranberry juice, which to me is very holiday-ish. It sounds delicious.
It sounds pretty.
Yummy. I'll have one. Serve it up.
Yeah, if any of our listeners knows where to find fig vodka outside of Epcot, please let us know, because
yes,
this would be such a fun drink to like just have during the holidays. Have on hand for
have
you
on
know,
hand.
Mondays.
Mondays, put it in a certain cup. It's fine.
Yes, yes, yes. So unfortunately, we're not drinking it right now, but let's all pretend that we are hydrated. And what better activity to do while hydrated than shopping? So Suze today has put together for us her top 5 picks for your suitcase that are functional, versatile, and stylish, which is always a winning combination. Get inspired by our style contributor Suze Solari's fail-proof curated items to dive into your holiday travel shopping season. I'm excited to tell our listeners about your picks, and I have to be honest with you, these are all in my shopping cart right now.
I love it.
So I'm really excited. So let's start, Suze. Number one, okay. What's on your list?
Absolutely. Well, this was such a treat for me to be on here again with you guys, sharing my tips and tricks. So, you know, holidays are, you know, they're a bundle of fun and can be sometimes challenging to get yourself and your families ready for travel. So many of us have just returned from some travel at Thanksgiving. I know I did. I was in Kansas City. My sister lives there with her kids. And it's always figuring out what to pack and for your family and yourselves. And I have this, my top 5 that I always like to kind of look at as a resource for people, busy moms and families who are just, you know, going from one thing to the next. We only have like a few weeks till the next holiday. So these are picks that that I share with clients and in my community that are, first of all, going to be something that is a confidence builder. And that's the one thing that we all need in our closets is confidence. And when you look good and you feel good, that confidence just radiates out. So these are all based on feeling comfortable and looking stylish at the same time, because there's usually a lot of walking and with regards to travel and transport. So all of these things are in my mind when I'm choosing them. So the first pick is a top that is flattering to all body shapes. And the color is, I believe, is very festive. And the fabric is too, but it can be worn year round. But the whole idea is something that you could either identify that you already have in your closet, or as the ladies know, I put links in here so you can actually buy. And the first one is a V-neck, beautiful deep navy blue velvet or velveteen top. And when I refer to a peplum, I mean a shortened top that has a gathered waistband of some kind with a part of the fabric is cropped, but not a crop top, okay? The whole idea is it's comfortable because you don't have to tuck it in. And it's shorter, but it's long enough to go below the waistband of your skirt or your pants. So I'm trying to be very detailed for those who are listening on the podcast. What's a peplum top?
Love it.
Right.
And I love a wrap top too. I feel like it's flattering for everybody.
I say I like the color. Exactly. The color's really, really pretty.
The color.
The color is quite beautiful. It's like a jewel-toned deep teal. It's really lovely. What I like about this, Suze, is this wrap looks, I'd say wrap because it's sort of a wrap top. I like the flutter sleeves, so it's not tied around your sleeves, so that's comfortable. But I think this would be fantastic for your actual day of travel. If you're going somewhere for the holidays and you're not getting there until, you know, right before the party or whatever, this could go both ways. This is super comfortable for an airplane ride and also something that can be dressed up, just throw on a necklace or some earrings and a great chunky bracelet.
Absolutely.
And you're good to go.
Yeah. Dress it up, dress it down. Comfort, like I said, you can't be stylish if you're not comfortable first. So that's.
And I love not having to tuck it in.
Exactly. Don't have to worry about, you know, tuck, half tuck, whatever. So anyway, so I love this one. It's from a website called Jane that I love to support. They also have, they're located in Chicago area. So, all right, well, we'll move on to the next one. So a silky jogger pant. Now, we've all kind of been in and out of sweatpants the last 18 months, but this one is an upgrade on your typical work from home sweatpant. And the whole idea is it's got a comfortable waistband. It's not too thin. Sometimes those waistbands, if they're too thin and the band gets twisted, that's not comfortable. So
and they cut you in all the wrong places if they're too thin.
Yeah, exactly. They do a nosedive into your wine belly, right? Or your belly. We don't want that. So the key is also to know your body proportions. So these are not a high rise, but they would be a higher, so mid to high rise. I know for myself personally, I have a short body, so I don't go for those ultra high rises because they're going to be too high. For my body type, and they won't be comfortable. So that's something you always want to check. You can always check that with your trusty tape measure. You can always find out measurements and do a measurement of your favorite pants and see what that is. So these are a silky cotton blend. And when I mean silky, I mean like maybe they have a little shine to them, or they just feel like a little bit upgraded from, you know, the ones you would choose for every day, so that these can be paired with, you know, a pair of sandals if you're going somewhere warm, like Disney, right? or they could be put easily with an ankle boot if you're staying in a cooler climate. So they have a gathered cuff and that kind of with a pocket creates that chic little kind of upgraded jogger.
I love the pockets. It's got two front pockets like you would find on a pair of like linen pants, and then little pockets in the back. I think I love the pockets. I want to feel the material. I'm going to have to take your word for it. It's hard to tell. But
I want to feel the material because, yeah, these pants are me.
I live in my joggers. I wore them on Thanksgiving and I looked cute. I looked dressed up because they're not like sweatpants. And I called them my turkey eating pants.
That's right.
Right, exactly. I'm only concerned that it's the model is 5'9" and wearing a size small. And I'm 5 foot nothing. So
yeah, they could be a little longer.
I might have to have those altered.
I was going to say though, with the cuff, that's why I like the cuff bottoms though. Cause being my legs are extremely short. So the cuffed bottoms help quite a bit. They do gather a little bit at the bottom, but at least they know they're not going to be longer.
It's kind of cute, right?
Yeah.
Like leggings, they can take a little bit of extra length.
Yes.
For sure.
I love
for
them. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. They're super cute.
Glad love you guys it. Like, so that's the outfit. And then speaking of ankle boots, I wanted to show a on-trend boot that has some fun details. Like what I mean by trend is you're going to see more of them. So designers and manufacturers are making this boot in more quantity, so you have more to choose from. Doesn't mean that you can't wear the ankle boots that you bought last year or the year before, but this is a lace-up lug sole. So it's a really comfortable chunk heel. And then the sole is like a waffle boot, right? So that's what I mean by lug. And then the lace-ups make it extremely versatile too, because it's going to suit different size insteps and ankles. And it just adds that element of, kind of ruggedness, which would be really cute with a floral dress, with a skirt, as well as with these joggers and with jeans, of course, too. So great for travel because super supportive. You can walk all day in them. And then they also look fun at night with your cute outfits. So this is a suede little ankle bootie. And I'm showing it in a taupe color, which is it's a nice refreshing change from black. So
It's really cute.
They're in my shopping cart.
Yeah, these are great. And I will say this particular brand of shoe is known to be comfortable and made for walking, made for trekking. But this one doesn't look like it's made for trekking. It's really adorable. I also like that it has a little heel on it. For me, I'm more comfortable in just a little bit of an elevation of my heel. It just feels more natural to me. But it's not a stiletto, right? It's a chunk, like you said.
Oh, my God. Yeah, just don't ever even talk about stilettos. Like one of the few stylists that hates them. Because they're not comfortable and they promote a lot of bad health issues, actually. But yeah, these are Sorrel, I guess. And they're just killing it. In the last few years, I think they have a new designer maybe, but because everything they make just is so cute. And of course, they have that comfort. They're a comfort brand.
Right.
So, in the past, they used to call it orthopedic shoes, but now it's called comfort brand.
They are stepping it up, these comfort brands.
And they're going to be waterproof too with Sorrel.
But I love the idea of wearing it with like a floral dress or with your jeans or with whatever. Because then, like you said, with us, traveling so much, it's nice to not have to take 8 different pairs of shoes. So to be able to take something that you can wear with a million different things.
Right. Then that's the thing we talked about the last time I was on was overpacking, and it's usually shoes, especially if you have a large size shoe. So so these would be perfect for that and for a pantsuit for Lori.
Yes. With your joggers.
With my joggers.
Adorable.
So that's the ankle boot. And then the fourth pick is a crossbody handbag. Sometimes you can find them where they turn into a backpack. I have one from the same manufacturer. I'll show you guys. Just for those who are watching with the live. So it has this front pocket that helps keep things secure inside, but it's still easy to access when you have it crossbody. You can fold it over because it's super soft leather. So Celleria Veneta, again, is it's a Chicago importer, but everything is direct from Italy. So we have the eco-conscious approach to the leather, and they're just beautifully made, and they're really well-priced. And they actually have given the Mouska Moms viewers and listeners a 10% discount by using this code.
For real, so, please? Yeah. These bags are beautiful.
They're so pretty. I have so many. I need to stop.
What's the code?
But it's great. And there's many colors. I think I show it in brown. There's brown and taupe that would go with the outfit, with the shoes. But there's several other colors. So
the code is SUSE10, and I'll put that in the show notes also, because yowza.
It comes in some, 10% is a pretty big discount on this right. bag. It comes in some beautiful colors. And also, to echo what Sue said, a crossbody bag is an essential if you are traveling. I don't care where you are going. In fact, if you live in a city, a crossbody bag is an essential. Anywhere you live, really. But if you are traveling, getting on public transportation, doing any of that stuff, you need a crossbody bag.
Yeah, and I think most people are getting that and they have them, but maybe they're not as functional or they're too small. A lot of times I see people, they have these tiny little ones, which are fine for night, but really for day, you wouldn't be able to hold, you know, your sunglasses, your readers, now me, right? Your phone, a small wallet.
This one's pretty substantial too. Right? It's not small, which mine are all small. And we talked last week because we had some Disney like Loungefly and Dooney and Burke. And it's hard to fit your ears in this. I think you could fit a pair of ears in this, but now I'll have to show you guys what I have. It's like a clip for your ears to hang them on the outside really cool. of the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But I like this, Suze, because it looks very soft. And when you held it up, it was a lot bigger than I thought by looking at the picture on the website.
Yeah, so this one is not exactly the same. It's similar. The one that I'm offering here or that I'm recommending is slightly smaller, but it's similar to this one. So I wanted to show you this one. But
yeah,
always fun to see a visual.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Mouska Moms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel.
If you guys don't have any questions about the crossbody, the last item is like a little makeup bundle. So I have this dark room, bedroom, where I do makeup in the morning. And I'm like, I need a lit mirror that is chargeable, that can go with me to do videos when I'm on the road. So one of my girlfriends reps this line of makeup, and it's a brand that's been along for a long time. They started out as being for Broadway shows. So it's called Line Life, and they make these cute little mirrors. It's about this big, I guess. How big that? 6 inches by 6 inches. And you charge it, and then it lights up. So wherever you are on your travels, if you're in a dark hotel room, for example, you can bring that mirror with you. So I just thought it was an essential. And there's a link there to buy. And then this lip glosses, she just sent me this cute little sample, this beautiful pink. I'm wearing it today. So this is a long-lasting lip gloss. Just feels amazing. And it's good for you. And it's cute. The little diamond sort of cap on there. So
I like a natural lip gloss.
Little makeup bundle. You have the lip. If you have this pretty pink lip gloss and a mascara, you're good to go.
That's all you need.
I struggle nowadays to find lip gloss. Like everything is a matte, like, or a stain or something. Yeah, and I really stains. Just want a little shine with a little tint.
Yeah, or long lasting. And they do have other lip choices too, but I just thought the gloss is great for anybody who wants a little color, but doesn't, maybe use a lot of lipstick. So it's just kind of for everybody, because even if you do like lipstick, you can always put this on as a layer over it.
No, I like this one.
And how big is this mirror? Is it like a deck of cards size?
No, so it's going to be bigger. It's about, I would say 6 inches by 6 inches.
So you can see your whole face in it all at once.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice and perfect for travel because it's chargeable. Yeah. And like you said, you just never know what you're going to get in some of these hotels. So
I was gonna say, it's perfect for travel if you're traveling with a ton of kids, because I never get to go in the bathroom.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly.
And you can even set your phone if you were doing a video. I know you guys do videos on your trips. Be easy to set your phone on it.
Like instead of having a ring light.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Like I have this little holder on the back of my phone. So I just set it on it like that. And it's perfect for.
It's genius. You know,
it's multifunctional.
Those are your selfies or whatever, but putting on a little makeup and then good to go.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah. I love it. Yay. Well, I'm totally into these pants, but I'm terribly afraid they're not going to fit me, but I'm going to try anyway. And the top and the lip gloss, I think I'm going to have to call it there. I love the bag, but oh my gosh, I don't need another one. Oh, but it's so beautiful. I just can smell its hard softness. To choose, I want one of everything. Well, you know what? The holidays are coming.
Holidays are coming. Put it on your list. You know, give your loved ones your the links, and then they can surprise you with one or all of them.
Sue, hear can that, I family?
Ask you a couple of on-the-fly packing questions?
Absolutely. I'm always here for that.
We talked about overpacking.
Yes, we did.
What is your suggestion if you are going from, say, a cold climate to a warm climate for the holidays, or even vice versa? What do you recommend?
Okay. Meaning your trip is going to encompass two locations, one that's cold and one's a warm.
Yeah, you might need some. Yeah, you might need some stuff for two different. We did a lot of travel where we ended up in a warm part of a country and a cool part of the country in the same trip. So, what do you do in situations like that?
Oh, that's tricky. So, it's all about layers. And you've heard this before, but you know which layers. So, you know, for example, these lightweight jogger pants. I would choose one that's light, very lightweight. You know, summer weight. I love Athleta. They have really good options. This one that I'm showing here from Jane would be good because it's lighter. And then I would choose a heavier one. And those are the ones that, you know, you're going to have to look, and I can find some options for you, Juliana. But certainly, you know, jeans, some people don't like to travel with jeans because if they're sitting a lot and not so comfortable, but jeans provide you with a heavier weight. So, you know, even if you had one dark rinse pair of crop jeans that would go with that little booty or would go with a sandal, you know, you're really going to be looking at your itinerary again to see how many days are you in each climate to determine how many pieces of lighter or heavier bottoms that you want to bring. And then for the tops, again, layers. So if you're going to be somewhere really cold, like you're skiing, for example, you definitely want to go with something that's a very lightweight down. Like a Patagonia, they call them sweaters. It's really like a very lightweight puffer. What I love about those is they roll up into a little ball, right? And then underneath your other layers, so you want to do microfibers. So you could do, you know, a V-neck in a bright color, like a jewel tone for a fun going out at night top. But also it's made of, you know, like a microfiber or a wool blend with some lycra in it. So you have that warmth during the day. And then a camisole underneath is just key. I always bring those because you never know. Even sitting in my sister's kitchen, they had some problem with their furnace the day before. And it was cold. So luckily I had my camisole. I just went and popped that on. And it just gave me that layer of coziness. You get one in a nude color or bone. And then one in black or brown or whatever to match, you know, your whatever you're wearing underneath it. But those are the layering pieces, the basics that you want to have. And then make sure that, you know, if you have good socks. I mean, I like, what's the wool? There's a brand of sock that's really good that's wool, but it's lightweight. It's wool something.
I don't know that one.
But I'll look it up and let you guys know too. But so cute socks that go, you know, at least mid-calf. So... That are going to grip you and that feel good and are going to keep your feet warm inside those boots. Like, again, if you're walking around in a cool climate. And then, you know, a flip-flop. I love Olokais. And they're really slim, but they have a molded footbed. So they actually take up less room than, like, a Birkenstock. Just depends on how much support you need. But, you know, if you've got room in your bag for one of these ankle boots, or maybe you wear the ankle boot on the plane, and then you pack your flip-flop, and then you have, I always love, you know, my platform sneakers. They're going to be good for any climate. Mm-hmm. So that would be three pairs of shoes. That would be plenty for a week's trip.
Three
pairs. If you have like a fancy evening, maybe you wear, you know, you would bring a little pair of heels, or that's like a wedge maybe, or something that you wanted to put with your dress or your jumpsuit. For Lori.
Yep.
So that would be tops four pairs of shoes. So you're not going to overpack with the shoes.
Oh, I can live with four. And I always try to wear my chunkiest pair of shoes on the plane. Mm-hmm. Just
yes.
To keep them out of the seat.
I'm telling you, I brought my, I love my joggers, and I brought them. So we did the same thing. We did our cruise. So it was very warm. And then we went to Philadelphia to visit Sam at the end of our trip. So I needed to pack for two climates. Mm-hmm. And my joggers, the thing I like about it is the taper at the bottom. You can kind of like, I wore them almost like capris when I was in Florida. I wore those my Disney day. And then when I was in Philly, I wore them like normal.
So well, yeah, if you have something that's adjustable too, like the ones I have from Athleta, they're a few years old, but they have a drawstring at the bottom. So you can actually zhuzh them up by pulling the drawstring.
And then those are nice.
Or you can let it down. So I know there's a brand called Lucy. They make joggers too that also have, just look for the ones that have the tie at the bottom. So you're going to be able to zhuzh them. But something that's actually a ruched tie is going to actually hold that length up higher where then... at the beach.
Good idea.
I also like to wear stuff like that, like I said before, on my actual travel days, because some of these places we're going are really, really far from each other. And so my stepdad was a pilot for many, many years, a long, long time ago, when people still got dressed up to fly. And I remember when I was 23, I was working in the hospital. I worked overnight. I got on Christmas Eve, and on Christmas Day, I got on a plane. Like, I changed out of my scrubs in the hospital, threw on jeans and a sweater, got on the plane. He picked me up at the airport, and he said, "That's what you wore." And I was like, "You are lucky I'm not stealing scrubs."
Yeah, right.
And he took me home. And so I still have this thing about, even on an airplane, looking nice. And so I like things like these joggers, or like I used to have a pair of matte jersey, you know, pants that didn't have elastic on the ankles, but around the waist, and like a little tank top that went with it, so that when you get to, say, Europe at 6 o'clock in the morning, you're ready to go.
Well, sort of. It makes a difference. I always like to say what we wear affects our brain. So it really matters, because it happens to affect the way you feel about yourself. And then there's the other thing is, you never know who you're going to run into. And if you didn't even take a brush through your hair or your teeth, then, you know, you might hide from somebody that actually is someone that you should make that connection with, you know, and you're going to show up and say, "Hey, you know, I have a travel business."
Yes, like running into Josh D'Amaro at the pool on the cruise ship, and me.
Yes.
Oh my God, I can't say
you
hi.
You gotta look good, you know. And it does. I think the whole thing that I like to help people understand is just a little bit of planning, and it's just like planning anything, you know. Just have to take those steps, those measures, and get yourself ready so that you do have the opportunity when you see somebody, you're like, "Oh, that's that guy. I'm gonna go say hi to him and introduce myself." And you know, you make that great impression, and then they are like, "Oh, who's that? I want to do business with them." You know?
Yes.
Well, I cannot promise that my hair will always look brushed and nice, but I can promise that I will follow your advice and I will always look good. So our Mouska tip today: for more style tips, be sure to sign up for Suze's newsletter. And for more detailed packing hacks, check out her Pack with Purpose handbook. Links will be available in the show notes.
Thanks, ladies, for having me.
Well, thank you, Suze. So thanks for spending another episode with us. If you've enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe to our show so that you can receive notifications when new content is released and you never miss an episode. And please consider writing us a review on Apple Podcast as well. That helps us out quite a bit. Follow us on Facebook at Disney Planning and Chat by Mouska Moms, where we go live with all our news out of Disney every week at Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And check out our blog, Mouska Moms with the Nest, blog.com. And thanks, Suze.
Thanks, ladies. We'll all be looking good.
Awesome. Bye, guys.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-I-C.